price subject to change.
At Macy's, they've marked down hundreds of new items with new low prices. Women's swimwear, fashion, handbags, men's sportswear. Right now at Macy's, exclusions apply.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Believe me, Ovaltine's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Hey, you gang members out there.
I'll be rich.
You thugs. You gang bang, hip hop, draggy pants, thugs.
Yo, yo.
I hope you paid attention to that.
You want to be a leader?
You drink Ovaltine.
Yeah.
I don't care what your other gang buddies say will make you a leader. You go knock off a liquor store, steal a car. No. Drink Ovaltine.
Put down the 40 and drink some Ovaltine.
That's right.
Yeah. They won't listen.
No,
they won't listen. Kids, they don't listen. Good afternoon. It's the first day of August. And August, traditionally, is the hot month. What was last month?
Yeah. The month before.
How can it possibly be any hotter? Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon. I come to you today troubled and disturbed. And I'm going to tell you why, and then you tell me if you wouldn't also be disturbed. I had a meeting today with one of our advertisers. And I don't mind telling you who it was. It was Window World. It was Jim and John, the two guys who own Window World, whether you realize it or not, is a locally owned franchise. And we had a wonderful meeting, and things were going great. Now, I never meet with clients along with another radio person. I just don't. I meet with the client. But in this case, McGraw was also in the meeting. In fact, I was invited to join a meeting that was already set up with Window World. And
who is this McGraw?
He's on in the morning.
What station?
Really?
He's on here now. Somebody had said they rehired him here.
Really?
Yeah. So he's at the meeting. I'm at the meeting. Tanya, who is a salesperson here, and Jim and John from Window World. And things are going fine. And once you get past the business stuff, you just have light conversation. And we're talking about the Olympics, and then something leads to something, and Paul McCartney, and the whole vegan, vegetarian thing. And I told the story. I said, you know, Paul McCartney, when Lexus was the sponsor of his tour, his music tour, his concert tour, they sent him top-of-the-line Lexus sedan hybrid. It was like a $120,000 car. He shipped it back to them because it had leather seats.
Oh.
Because it's the whole animal thing.
Right.
Now, here comes the disturbing part. Then I said, you know, I wonder if he also refuses to wear shoes. That's leather. Or does he own a belt?
Oh, I'm sure he makes sure the shoes and things that he wears are not...
Well, but really, if you really dug into his life, is there no leather anything? Is his part of his guitar strap leather? And then McGraw says, I said, you know, if you want to follow through with this and be a purist, you can't have leather shoes. You can't. And McGraw says, yeah, what about leather underwear?
Leather underwear?
Exactly.
What?
And I said, what? And he said, yeah, you couldn't wear leather underwear. As if to say, can you imagine not being able to wear leather underwear?
Wow.
Which I think you don't need to take a course in deductive reasoning.
That explains a lot.
It explains a whole. I don't know what it explains, but it explains something.
Man.
He wears, apparently, leather underwear.
Wow.
I wonder if he, did you go any further? Like, is he into S&M?
And by the way, there's no law. S&M. There's no law against wearing leather underwear. If he wears it, he wears it.
Wouldn't you get all sweaty under there?
I would sure think you'd get sweaty, and I know where you're headed with that. Yeah, the Alec Baldwin bit. In this weather? Now, I didn't detect any odor, any Fremunda cheese. I didn't detect any leather to skin. And there's an aroma. There's a leather to skin odor. I did not detect that on him. And maybe today was a day off from the leather because of the heat. But what an unexpected question.
Yes.
Car seats. Well, I wonder if he has any leather furniture or belts or shoes. Well, what about leather underwear? I just had to share it because it I don't know. It threw me.
It's all making sense now.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
We can't say on
here. I had to share it. Now.
Thank you.
I think this would be fun. I hope it'll be fun. Maybe I'm wrong. This Olympics thing, I watch a little. Mostly the gymnastic stuff, because that's mostly what's on in the evening. Some of the swimming. I kind of get tired of the swimming. But I got to thinking about this, and I will invite you to call and share with us your great trophy or award or medal in your life. Let me start off by saying I have no awards, no trophies. I've never been the best at anything. I can't imagine what that's like to stand there with a gold medal. Now, it doesn't have to be an Olympic gold medal. If you were like Eagle Scout of the Year in the United States, that's a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. I give an example. My daughter, and I seldom discuss this or brag about it, but I'm proud of it. My daughter, as a freshman in high school, was the Missouri State Tennis Champion. That kind of thing. Okay, what must that feel like? And I was there that day, and I watched the match, and I watch these people on TV, and I think, what would it be like to be the best at anything? Because I don't know. I've never been the best.
By the time you get to the Olympics, you're probably used to it because you've probably excelled along the way.
You're not used to getting a gold medal.
No, not a gold medal, but you're used to being the best at what you do.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, you have to, or else I would agree with
that. But let's say, for example, maybe it's in your work. Maybe you were Real Estate Agent of the Year. For the country. I don't mean some local, meaningless, you know.
Like best boss thing?
Yeah, employee of the month. Or something everybody eventually gets because they rotate through. I was employee of the week, and there's 8 employees, and everybody's been employee of the week 5 times. I don't mean that. I mean something for the rest of your life that when you're talking to your grandkids and they say, Grandma or Grandpa, is it true that you once held the title? That kind of thing.
You're going to remember this the rest of your life.
Be quiet, Lauren. That kind of thing. And I know, look at that. I know we have listeners who have some great account. And don't be modest here.
Yeah, I've never had anything.
No.
I've never been good at anything.
No, me either. But don't be modest. Be proud. Call and say, 1998. I was the number one or the best or skeet shooter fishing, whatever, because I don't know what that could feel like to really be. And again, let's make it something significant, not my daughter or when I was in Girl Scouts, I sold more cookies than anybody else in my class. Nah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something big. Let's talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Amen, PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've often been referred to as not the sharpest nail in the box, but
so have I.
You've had a little leather the comment there, and I was kind of concerned about what's Fremunda cheese.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, he is serious.
Do I go to Schnucks or something?
No. I think he knows what it is.
He just wants to hear it.
Does it smell like leather?
Well, if you wear leather, it could smell a little bit like leather, yeah.
What do you do with it?
You get rid of it and you shower.
Yeah, crackers.
You bathe. Yeah. You shower it off.
Usually it accompanies bat wings.
I'm more confused now than when I started.
Well, and you're going to leave this conversation confused because...
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, he knew what it was. Here's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. Name in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got some good Fremunda cheese going today.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my
thanks.
God.
Yeah. Man. Sorry.
Crotch pot hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have an accolade, and you know, I'm very proud of this, and it's something I've worked hard for the past 5 months. But I am the world's greatest dad. I have T-shirts and hats that confirm this.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you, yeah, man.
I know there's a lot of imposters out there, but you know what? I am the number one dad. So.
Well, and if you have a T-shirt to prove it, how do we question that?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that's hard evidence. You know?
Congratulations. But, good for you.
My little girl gave me that, so.
All right. Well, Ben, thank you for sharing that with us. Apparently, we have an audience full of people like us who don't have any real accomplishments. Maybe not. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I still don't tweet, but I'm on 270.
I'm sorry?
You still don't tweet?
You don't tweet, but you're on 270?
I want to know because you don't tweet either, right?
No, I don't tweet.
He's just letting you know.
Oh, okay. What can we do for you, Jim?
Well, you're talking about trophies.
Right.
And one thing that I find pretty neat is I killed a buck, a big deer, that made the Missouri Show Me Big Bucks Club.
Get out of here.
It's recorded in the state record book with my name, and it's something that I can, you know, my grandkids can, you know, forever go in there and see, you know, and say, hey, that's my grandpa or my great-grandpa or whatever. We've got, out of our, like, 22 guys, that hunt every year, and most of them are about my age, 60 plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's only five of us that have, you know, killed deer in that many years that have made that Missouri Big Record book, and none of us have made the national book, which is the Boone and Crockett Club, which we're all still trying for.
Right, but how many people are in this state record book?
Boy, I don't know.
A few hundred.
Oh, more than that.
Oh, see, I don't mean to downplay your accomplishment
right here,
but that's different than, you know, I was the number one whatever.
And isn't it kind of, you know, right place, right time kind
of deal? A little bit of it is luck. You happen to be in the right spot and the deer came, but you still got to be a good shot.
Yeah.
You have to be able to hit it. So that's close to what we're looking for. Congratulations, by the way.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it's, you know.
Well, you're proud of it. You should be.
Well, it's my only achievement, Frank. Give me a
break. Hey, well, at least you got that. You got one.
And it's in a book.
You got us beat, and it's in a book.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
All right, Jim. All right. Thank you.
Anyway.
I just got a text from my friend Brandon. He's saying that other guy's a liar. He has a shirt that said he's the world's greatest dad. So it's up for contention.
Now we
have a problem. Two guys who say they're the world's greatest dad. Who was it that worked here who bowled the perfect game?
Chris.
Chris.
He had bowled. Was it just once?
He had a couple of them, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know that puts you in any sort of really special. There are lots of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bowled in a league this past year.
So, see, that doesn't count, and neither does this. Neither, if you've got a trophy that you got at the Florissant Tennis Club or something, you know, and you won the men's division, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, I mean, something that people would go, whoa, you got to be kidding me. I didn't know that. You did that? Let's go to Dale. Hello, Dale.
Okay, I've got one. It's not written down anywhere, but I was proud of it at the time. Me and my dad were fishing in Canada with another guy, and I hooked a fish, a pike. It was so big, we didn't want to put it on a stringer. We got it back and weighed it. And had we gone through all the rigmarole, you had to get a mayor and all kinds of things, I would have been number 3 on the North American pike list.
Whoa.
That's pretty big.
Now, you say that, but you have no proof.
No, I didn't have any proof, except in my head. But I think it was 30 at the time. The record was 34 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was 31.
Wow. And
about 42 inches long.
That's a big pike.
Yep.
All right. Well, good for you, Dale. We'll take your word for it.
I got the gnarled up lure I caught it with.
I don't think that qualifies as real evidence, but thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Dale. Now, see, we're still not. I'm still looking for that, you know, that champion. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Dan.
That's Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, Ed. What's up,
Ed? I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
I love listening to the show. It's so educational. I just learned what from Monday.
It certainly is.
But you know, one thing that I wanted to mention is that the reason why I don't wear leather underwear anymore is because it on hot days like it's been lately and like today, it causes satchel sweat and festival ass. And so satchel sweat and festival ass.
Yeah. What is festival ass?
That's when you're kind of gassy. Let's say you just had a couple tacos, and if you
I get you there. Yeah,
and it's just bad. Hot and sweaty kind of, and walking around, and
kind of pocket. It catches like a pocket of it,
like a bubble.
Yeah,
bubble.
It doesn't breathe. Like
oh, that's
a yeah,
good point.
So
doesn't breathe.
I don't wear leather underwear anymore because
well,
of that.
You and me both. That's a good point, Ed. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. A lot of good input today.
That's a great name for a band. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Festival Ass.
A better name would be From Under Cheese.
Yeah.
That's the name for your band.
Magma.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How's everybody else there today?
Hang on. Let me check. Tom. Hang
great
on real
Tom.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay. Hey, listen, I never won no medals or awards or, you know, trophies or anything, but a good friend of mine, he got in some trouble. And he did like 6.5 years at Leavenworth Prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to write this guy every week, or not every week, practically about 3-4 times a week. You know, I'd sit down at night, and I'd never write him a boring letter like how's the weather or anything. I always try to spice it up a little.
Well, first, he wouldn't know how the weather was. He's in prison, so.
Well, that is a bit, yeah,
that
exactly.
That would have been stupid.
That was terrible. So, make a long story short, I wrote a lot of letters to him, and I got feedback, and he said, you're a legend up here. He goes, when I get a letter, I pass it around. Everybody wants to read your letter. And I wrote him back. I said, well, I sure hope I don't have to come up there to receive the award, but thanks for the thought. And then he passed away, sadly, about a year ago. And at his funeral services, I ran into some ex-cons that I never met before in my life, and they just came up to me going, are you Tom, the guy that wrote the letters?
Huh.
And they were shaking my hands and slapping me. So I guess that's some kind of an award.
Did he die in prison?
No, sir. He got out. Sadly, he got on a motorcycle and killed himself.
Oh.
He wasn't even out 6 months.
But he didn't kill himself on purpose.
No. Bad
how
accident.
Sad is that? You get out of prison and they have a motorcycle wreck.
It was awfully sad for his mother and everybody at home. But what are you going to do? But anyway, I can't. Oh, there.
Anyway.
I went and did it. Anyway, wow. I thought that was.
Anyway.
You know what? I better get off here. Hey, you guys have a great day, man. It was a pleasure talking to you.
A pleasure talking to you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still looking for that champion. This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Let me check.
Great.
How we doing?
Good, Derek.
We're doing great.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I might have a good one for you.
Okay.
I usually don't talk about this. I'm kind of mum about this, but I have 2 gold and 1 platinum record award for the artwork I do for Alice Cooper.
Oh, now here we go.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Come on.
All right. All right.
Yeah. I used to tell people in high school I was going to work for him, and they were like, yeah, right, okay. And I graduated in 78. And I just kept pursuing it, doing my artwork, and finally a couple things came together, and I made it happen, and I've done it for 25 years.
So you did the artwork for a couple of his albums.
One of his big albums, Trash, the half skull design, and then I went beyond that, and I've actually designed stage props, wardrobe, some of my artwork. My wife and I just went up to New York when he got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, how did you end up with did they just automatically give you, and good for them if they said you deserve a copy of the gold album too?
Well, what I didn't know is anyone who contributes to an album, if that album then, you know, the producers and everyone, if it goes gold or platinum, you get an award.
So every musician on the session, the producer, the studio engineer, probably the distribution guy who's a head who works the
A&R guy.
Exactly,
everyone.
Exactly, for Capitol or whatever it is. Yeah, well, that's now see that now we're getting somewhere.
I just brought it up. Is it the T-shirt that he's wearing on the album?
Yes, it is.
Wow,
yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it's been unbelievable, and like I said, I'm usually pretty quiet about it, but I love listening to you guys, so I thought I'd just put it out there.
Now, I'm glad you did. Now, let me ask you something that most people wouldn't ask you, but I'm always curious about this.
Okay.
Did you make any money doing that?
Well, you know what? I've had many a discussion with people, and here's the thing. I was a better artist than I was a businessman.
which is the case, by the way, with most really good artists.
Well, I've made money, but truly, what I should have made, I did not.
Just because you, at the time, didn't know enough to protect your work the way you should have.
Oh, let me tell you, 25 years later, I've learned a whole lot of business stuff. And Dave Alice has always been really good to me, and it's been quite an adventure. He's a good guy, and it's been a really amazing adventure. But, yeah, I've learned a lot since I first started.
Yeah, well, we all have. That's a great story, and I'm glad you
thank
called.
You.
Congratulations.
Hey, you guys are the best.
Yes, we are. I mean, thank you.
It's been my pleasure.
My pleasure, too. Thank you, Derek.
All right.
Now, there you go. You look at an album, and you look at Alice Cooper with a T-shirt, and you go, hey, that's my T-shirt. Mm-hmm. That's my artwork. Now we got something. All right, we have to take a little break here, a quick break. I found out an interesting statistic last night, and I found it out by watching the National Geographic mm-hmm. channel. Mm-hmm. And I'm flipping around just looking at stuff because I got tired of the Olympics, and I came across this documentary about street dentistry in India. This guy, first of all, India has like 650 million people,
right,
whatever it is, a lot of people. So they don't have enough dentists. And these people are allowed to practice street dentistry. They sit on the sidewalk with these filthy tools and pull people's teeth right there on the sidewalk.
Ugh.
It was unbelievable. But what I took away from it was that in India, there's a dentist for something like every 20,000 people. In the United States, there's a dentist for every, how many people do you think?
2,500.
1,600. There's one dentist for every 1,600 people. Now, here's what that tells me. There's no way that a dentist can have 1,600 patients, which tells you that a lot of people don't go to the
right
dentist. Or if they did, we'd have a dentist for every 500 people. So those of you in that 1,600 who aren't going to the dentist, I think I know why. It's either because you're young and stupid and you think your teeth are going to last forever, and just because you don't have any cavities, maybe one or two, your teeth seem fine, you don't have a toothache, I don't need to go to the dentist. Well, that's stupid. Now, the other reason is that you had a bad experience. You went to a dentist, he hurt you, she hurt you. You're never going through that again. Holy cow, I almost jumped out of the chair. It hurt so bad. The shot hurt. I get that. And I guess the other reason is finances, money. You don't have dental insurance. Well, here's the deal. It's priorities in life. Maybe you have a hobby. Maybe you spend a lot of money on tools or fishing lures or whatever. We all make choices. I would say one of your priorities ought to be to get to a dentist and figure out a way to get a checkup, get an exam, and not just any dentist, Ballast Dental Care. And I can recommend them because I've gone there 39 years. Because what's going to happen if you don't is you're going to pay a much bigger price down the road, not just financially, but health-wise. So you need a dentist or you hate your dentist, go to mine. They'd be happy. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, they've still got two left lanes shut down on westbound 5570 at 111 in Illinois. That'll open up at 4 p.m. in just a little bit. And then tomorrow, between 9 a.m. and 4 o'clock, they'll just have the left lane down. Got some debris in the roadway blocking the right lane on northbound 270 at 55, and slow traffic on southbound 270 now between Manchester and Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Cool down your day with a black cherry, mango, or strawberry smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Each fresh fruit smoothie is made with Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt and blended to order. Try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the fight against cystic fibrosis by attending the Jack Buck Classic Dinners Sunday, August 12th at the Norwood Hills Country Club. For tickets, call 314-733-1241 or go to gateway.cff.org/jackbuck.
And that's a winner! That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals.
Fans, the weekend of August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the St. Louis Cardinals take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Those 3 days, the organization will be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the 1982 championship team. Both teams will wear throwback uniforms. And on Friday, August 3rd, it's the Bruce Sutter bobblehead presented by Coca-Cola and Dearbergs. 25,000 fans entering with a ticket get the bobblehead. Saturday, August 4th is the 1982 World Series Game 7 replica ticket presented by Tickets.com. That night will also feature members of the 1982 team. Fans 16 and older will take home that replica ticket. Sunday, August 5th, always a popular day, it's the Build-A-Bear Workshop Day. 12,000 kids ages 15 and younger entering with a ticket take home the bear. This is a weekend you definitely don't want to miss. Make a trip to Busch Stadium to see the 30th anniversary of the 1982 championship team. Come celebrate with us. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes. Are you calling for free shipping on your smoothies?
Well, so I already got free shipping. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
If you need to lose weight, today you can get 14 of our powerful weight loss smoothies, a $30 value for our lowest price ever. You won't pay $30, not even $20. Today, they're yours for just $9.96 with absolutely free shipping. This free shipping offer may not last. Call 1-800-500-9305. Only the first 100 callers are guaranteed free shipping, and supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-500-9305. That's 1-800-500-9305. 1-800-500-9305.
Have you been thinking about redoing your kitchen? Well, Callier & Thompson has a deal for you. Right now, through August 15th, Callier & Thompson will give you a $4,000 credit on your granite countertops, which means you redo your kitchen. Callier & Thompson will give you quartz, granite, silestone, Cambria countertops at a discount of $4,000. That's a deal. You must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, they've been around since the 50s. They're quality, they stay under budget, and you'll get the kitchen of your dreams, not to mention $4,000 worth of granite countertops, absolutely free. But you must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, check out their showroom next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester. Free granite countertops with a new kitchen at Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom on Manchester.
Join Farmer Dave and Honorary Chair Tim Dorsey at the Matthews Dickey 23rd Annual Donald E. Fahey Golf Classic with Coca-Cola. The tee-off is at noon on Monday, August 27th at Old Hickory in St. Peter's. Enjoy a delicious dinner buffet while Farmer Dave revs up the evening auction. Hey, it's all for the children, keeping them safe at play for the summer months. Plus, you can't beat getting away from the office on a Monday. So visit KTRS.com or call Matthews Dickey at 314-382-5952, extension 234.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Great homemade food. 20 drafts and 105 bottles of beer. 15 TVs to catch your favorite team. Where? At RT Wireless Food and Spirits. 201 North Main Street in historic downtown St. Charles.
Let's dance, St. Louis. Palabolas is coming. Season tickets are on sale for all shows, including the ever-popular Palabolas. Click dancestlouis.org.
Bishop. Thank you.
I love a man, I leave him alone.
I love this song.
I didn't care how much they cried, no sir.
Oh man, this really is.
The tears left me cold as a stone.
Fooled around and fell in love. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. We're looking for champions. We'll take any call you want to make. Here's Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just, not that I need to confirm that the guy just called a while ago, Eric, about Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I know the guy. I graduated from high school with him. It was kind of cool to hear him call in and say what he did. But, you know, you were asking him about making money. If he made, you know, and he said he didn't make as much as he should have, and I'm sure a lot of us could say the same thing over 30 years, things we've done and talents we've had and what have you.
You know who you sound a little bit like? A little bit like Carl.
Yeah.
From Sling Blade.
He does.
Now you do.
I can't do it.
Go ahead.
But,
boy, you don't.
But my point is that how many people can say that they've lived the dream that they've had? Because I sat beside him in school and watched him draw Alice Cooper stuff when we were in high school, and he was a phenomenal artist. And, you know, I know people that play football, and they, you know, their goal would be to be NFL football players. And how many people make that? Very few.
Yeah, very few.
Here's a guy that just lived his dream, exactly what he wanted to do. I just think it's kind of cool, and I just, you know, I mean, regardless of, you know,
I do too, but I also think there are a lot of people who play a big part in huge success who don't get what they deserve.
That is absolutely true, and that's true in everyday life, in every company that you walk in the door on.
Now, was he working for Alice Cooper in high school?
No, but
okay, because you said you watched him draw Alice
right,
Cooper stuff
he
in
was
high
just
school.
Into
he said
Alice
he kept
Cooper
doing it,
before
doing
that.
It,
yeah.
Sending okay. it, sending it, and finally they got a hold of him.
Okay, boy, I'd love to. Yeah. We should have asked him how he ever even ended up connecting with
Alice. Oh, he probably Cooper. Just kept mailing him different drawings.
Do you know, Jim?
I honestly don't. That would be an interesting part of the story, though.
Because there's your real accomplishment. Is getting through, busting through that wall and getting to Alice Cooper's people or to Alice Cooper and having somebody go, hey, this stuff is good. Yeah, we'll use this. That's
exactly.
That's a major accomplishment. All right, Jim, I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. And I love this name. Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Well, you say it a lot nicer than what it really is.
Well, what is it, Andrea?
Yes, Andrea.
That's just as nice. That's a good name, too.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
I have a champion story.
I'd love to hear it.
My brother, this was junior high, but it's still pretty good. He was first in state for shot put.
Well, you don't meet, it's not every day you meet the number one shot putter.
It was like 1990, so it's been a while ago.
That doesn't matter. Number one's number one. Doesn't matter what year it was. Now, did he ever want to go to the Olympics?
Probably not.
Because I would think if you're a shot putter, that's your ultimate goal. I mean, a javelin shot. I mean, those are real Olympic sports. I would think that's what your goal is.
Oh, no.
Is there a shot put scholarship or something?
No.
There's a track and field.
There might be, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a track and field.
There's ping pong and everything else.
Yeah, I'll bet there is. So he was number one, what, in the state?
Yes, he was. And with him, he actually placed in, he got first in that. He placed in hurdles, I think, maybe two.
Yeah.
And with him placing, they became, it put them in fourth place for the state. And that's the only time that the team from Staunton, the Terriers, have ever placed in a state championship.
Mm. Thanks to your brother.
Thanks. Exactly.
You bet. You bet. Take the credit when it's due. Boy, it sounds so much like me in my high school. Oh, wait a minute. No, it doesn't. I'm thinking of somebody else. Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you. Call back anytime because I like you.
Hmm. Oh, well, I like you. You make my ride to work wonderful.
All right, if you want to, I'll put you on hold and give Dan your personal cell phone number. I'll call you sometime. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Eric's back on the phone, the Alice Cooper.
Did you hear it in our voice?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Now, you said Derek.
I know. It's Derek. I had it wrong.
It's Eric.
Oh, is it Eric?
It's Eric.
No, it's Eric.
Okay.
So you screwed up.
Eric, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get back to Eric and get the, as Paul Harris would say, the rest of the story.
That was Paul Harvey that said that.
Oh. Yeah. Eric?
Yes, sir.
Two things. First of all, I'm sorry I called you Derek, but that's Dan's fault because he wrote Derek on the screen.
That's all right.
How did you, when you started drawing, how did you get the attention of Alice Cooper to end up doing an album and T-shirts?
Well, I'll really have to condense it, but I was just bond determined to do it. And finally, my brother, who was in the Navy, was back home. He told me that he had seen a GQ magazine at a grocery store, and it talked about Alice living in Chicago. Well, I got the magazine, and I knew his parents. I actually knew his wife's maiden name, and it talked about her parents living in Oak Park, Chicago. So I called information, and I got their number. Well, I thought they'd hang up on me and say this guy's a flake, but they were actually very accommodating. I told them I'd seen their daughter, Alice's wife, dance in the shows, and she's classically trained in ballet. And so they were very accommodating. I spoke to them for about 6 months, and finally they said, hey, do you want to talk to Alice this Sunday? And I said, yeah.
Yeah. What's your answer going to be?
Nah.
No thanks.
So I called, and they're his voice, bigger than life, on the phone, and I said, hey, I've been doing artwork of you for a long time. I'd like to do a portrait of your family. I'm a big fan and everything. Now, you got to understand, my family hated the fact that I liked such...
I'm sure they
considered a degenerate rock star.
Right. Oh, my goodness, it was satanic to them, probably. Yeah.
But anyway... I called and thanked them for putting me in touch with Alice. And so they said, the real pivotal point of the story is they said, do you know the world's biggest Alice Cooper fan? And I said, well, I thought I was, but they told me his name. So I called information out in L.A. and find that there's like 10 of his name. And so I just started calling each number, and I got a message, an answering machine, that had one of Alice's songs on it, and I said, well, this is the guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
So the crazy thing is I sent him some artwork, and we started talking. We had collecting Alice stuff in common. We got the street attitude and all that. Well, he told me, he said, well, I'm not that impressed. And I had sent him some original artwork, and I just thought, man, I got a lot more work to do. So, I just stayed on it, and I met Alice, handed him some artwork personally. When he came to KC
to promote his comeback album, and he took me out to lunch to Charlie Vito's, and that's how it really
started. Let me ask you this, though. Why would you have gone to a fan to push your artwork? Why would you have even taken that route? Why not just go after Alice himself?
Oh, no, I didn't explain. It was Alice's assistant.
Okay, because you just said number one fan.
Yeah, I would think he might steal it or something and say, hey, that's what I did.
Well, you know what? The moral of this story is what you've heard your whole life. Go to the top. Go right to the guy. Right to the source if you want to get it done. Yeah. Well, good for you.
I want to mention, this is a point of pride for me. When my wife and I went out to see him inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in New York, we went into the Hard Rock Cafe, and my wife said, isn't that your artwork over there? And way over in the corner, hanging next to Keith Moon's pants, was a drum head I had painted that they had hanging up. So we went over and sat right under it and had
This is the part. This is the part where I think you got shortchanged. You should have been paid more.
Well,
that.
You know what?
Don't care. You don't care. And good for
you. No, I do care. I actually do care because my wife and I are struggling to make ends meet, and when I think about, I've learned a lot of lessons. I'll just leave it there.
And you know what? You don't sound like the kind of guy to me to get a hold of Alice Cooper and go, hey, Alice, I'm struggling. Because you know what?
No.
That would sever your entire relationship
there. No, I will never make a soap opera out of what I think I did or didn't get. I will never do that. I have some convictions.
Good for you. Good for you, man. Eric, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, it has been for me, and you guys take care.
Thanks for the story.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How about that guy?
I love that story.
That is a great story. You go in the Hard Rock Cat Rock. The difference between this guy and me, I go in the Hard Rock Cafe, I look up and I see my work. I'm calling my lawyer.
Yeah. I want money for that.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think you're doing displaying my stuff? Now, that's where I would just go ballistic and go, wait a second. But you're better off being like that guy. You really are. He's better off not to have any regrets or woulda, coulda, should've. Too many of us do that. Too much of our lives. The Goodfeet stores, three of them in the St. Louis area. Here's what I think you need to know. I don't care what you think about what an insert in your shoe might or might not do, especially if you think, how could that do anything? You'd be amazed at the thousands of people who probably went in thinking that, and finally, reluctantly, they went in, and in 30, 40 minutes, they found what they looked for in painkillers, they looked for in therapy, they might have been looking for down the road in surgery, or with regular doctor's visit. They found it in an insert, but not just any off-the-counter generic insert, a Goodfeet insert. They have so many different configurations. I don't care what kind of feet you have, how wide, how narrow, how long, how short, what kind of instep, arch. They're probably, if that pain in your foot or your knee or your back or your hip or your headaches, your neck is caused by the way you're walking or standing, they may very well have what it takes to alter that, to get rid of that pain. What do you have to lose? You don't pay to go there. You don't have to even make an appointment. You just walk in. And if you don't walk around after they try a couple, it probably might take three or four different attempts to get the right one, and you don't go, oh my goodness, the pain's gone, then walk out. Walk out and take some alternative method. You may be very pleasantly surprised. The answer is right there at the Goodfeet stores. GoodfeetSt.Louis.com. Or you walk right in on Olive, just west of 270, across from Fridays, in South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. The Goodfeet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Wyland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. You still, they're just about ready to open up those two left lanes on westbound 5570 in Illinois at 111. Now you're looking a little bit heavier on southbound 270. Now from a little south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry, eastbound 4064 is starting to get just a little bit heavy between Jefferson and Union Station. This traffic report also brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Cool down your day with a black cherry, mango, or strawberry smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Each fresh fruit smoothie is made with Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt and blended to order. So try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the biggest world sporting event in 4 years. There will be medals won, heartbreaking losses, and the biggest question will be answered. Why does the Queen say, hello? Alex Stone from ABC News joins McGraw-Millhaven weekday mornings at 7:50 a.m. live from the London Olympics. They'll talk about the previous day's events and set up the drama and intrigue for the upcoming events later that day. Alex Stone, live from the Summer Olympics in merry old London, England, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
A green light turning yellow. A sudden rush hour slowdown. However you measure confidence, get more with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. New brake pads or shoes that come with a guarantee good for as long as you own your car. Just $39.99 per axle, installation extra. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Installation, additional parts, labor, shop fees, and taxes extra. Most vehicles. See manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.